When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hawks won last night.
Yeah, man.
That was a nice win. That's four in a row.
Yes.
And it's amazing. I know it's very different situations they're in and all that kind of stuff. But the Hawks are 500. The Falcons are 500. The Falcons have lost three in a row to get there. The Hawks have won four in a row to get there. And just the general expectation coming into the season clearly was very different for both of these teams. But the Hawks, the way that they're playing right now, and again, two of those four in a row were against the Cleveland Cavaliers that had one loss on the season at that point. And since they lost to the Hawks, they went out and beat the Celtics. So they're playing some good basketball right now. And I know it's early and, you know, teams kind of go through these stretches, and the Pelicans are awful. They're 4-18 and everybody's hurt. But certainly worth mentioning. Worth mentioning the fun ball that they're playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing a couple of weeks ago, that we were just wanting to see how this squad would look full. You know, with their full rotations,
yeah,
with Bogey coming off the bench, and obviously DeAndre Hunter, the continued development of Richey Shea, and you know, the other parts moving and everything. It's still not there. Boy, Chandler Johnson is so damn athletic, man. A couple of those plays last night just blows your mind and everything. And then Trey is, I won't say taking a step back from scoring, Andy, but to me,
I think definitely.
Meaning that he can't get it if he doesn't want to.
No,
I think he is really trying to instill the confidence in his teammates.
I think that's part of it,
yeah,
for sure. Because it's a young group that needs that and needs to kind of find what their roles are specifically, outside of just sort of watching Trey get his, and he can when he needs to.
Right.
But I also think the thing that stood out to me most in watching him this year is his passing has always been his biggest strength. It's the thing that he's best at.
Yes.
It's not always been the thing that he's led with.
Right.
Sometimes he's led with shooting. Sometimes he's led with trying to get into the lane and draw fouls, whatever. But he's leading with the thing that he's best at, which is being a facilitator. And again, he's always had it. And so the comparisons to other guards in this direction or that direction have always been there. But I've never seen him consistently be so, like, first option facilitator as I'm seeing him right now. And he's really good at it. In fact, he's leading the NBA in assists by 1.5 per game.
Yeah.
No one's had this many assists per game at this point of the season since John Stockton in 1994. Like, that's what, it's not just that Trey hasn't done this before the way that he's playing right now. It's that, like, no point guard has really played like this in a while.
Right.
And that's what's fun about
because
it.
Because it's
like,
more like, it's a shoot first thing. It's a shoot first thing.
And it always has been. And not no criticism of Trey. Like, he needed to be shoot first for a lot of those years because nobody else could. Now they got some other guys that actually fill these roles that make sense around Trey. And that was the whole conversation last year. It's like, who do you build around? What direction do you go? It's like, all right, Trey's the answer. You build around Trey. But if you build around Trey, do it right. Like, actually get the kind of guys around him that can defend the perimeter a little bit, like Daniels and Johnson and Reese Shea, that can shoot. And hopefully some of that will come more for Reese Shea. And with Bogey and DeAndre, look, bench minute DeAndre Hunter is like a genuinely good player in the NBA.
You know, I saw this
like really good.
I saw this morning, and it made me laugh, but I wanted to ask you about it because they said this team is great. It's better now because DeAndre has accepted the role off the bench. And I thought to myself, did he accept it? Or is he just, like, playing? You know what I mean?
I really don't know. I don't know why it's different. I mean, I guess the argument could be that you're playing against second units also, so the defenders you're playing. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's working.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, he's making open threes. It's not like he was getting open threes when he was in the starting lineup. He was just missing them.
Right.
Now he's making them.
Yeah.
No one's defending him. Yeah. Like, he's getting open looks. Like, he's getting to the basket and finishing. Like,
the less expectation on a bitch player, I guess.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Maybe the expectations be slightly lower. I really don't have, like, a great theory as to why 29 minutes off the bench, DeAndre Hunter scores 22 points, and 29 minutes in the starting lineup, DeAndre Hunter probably has 6.
Right.
I have no idea.
Right.
But we've seen enough of it now to where it just is.
This is the role.
Yeah, this is it. This guy comes off the bench.
Yes, this is your role.
And he's an awesome bench player. Bogey's an awesome bench player. Having Okongwu off the bench, fantastic. Kobe Bufkin is a nice release valve for Trey when Trey needs some minutes. But like, or some bench minutes. But like, I don't know how to explain it other than I like it.
Yeah, but no, I don't think. And that's the thing about it. That's why I said, is it the expectation is not there to live up to the expectations of being the number 4 overall pick?
Maybe.
Supposed to be a cornerstone player and all those different things. And now some of that is off. And now you just go out there and just play instead of trying to have all that on you and everything. I mean, being an athlete, you know, the pressure's always on you. Don't, it's not to get twisted. But a lot of times the expectation adds more pressure to it. Well, there's not that pressure anymore being – even though he is still technically the number 4 overall pick and everything like that.
Yeah.
But
that's a long time ago.
But that's a long time ago. And us as, you know, as Hawks viewers already kind of figured out what this guy is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be that guy that I thought he was going to be when he came out of college.
Yeah.
But he can be this, and this is a better version of who he is. This is a better version of who he has been in any year he's been a starter.
Mm-hmm.
This version right here of him. And I credit Coach Quinn for the and the Hawks.
Definitely.
Like, hey, we understand where you were picked at. We get it. And we know that we gave you a contract extension and everything like that. But our team is better when you're in this role. So we know what we're going to – I don't care if somebody goes down in the start line and y'all play the same position. You're going to come off the bench. Because that's the only thing I worry about is somebody – if something does happen to a wing player, do you put him back in the start line?
And you probably would.
I would.
Here and there. But or you might – you know, I wouldn't either unless you had to.
Right.
But, you know, you might have to because he's a guy that sort of plays that role and has that body type. The other part of it is you have guys that do what he was supposed to do.
Right.
Like, you actually have guys in front of him that do what he was supposed to do. Dyson Daniels is a legitimately great perimeter defender.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre kind of never was. He was okay.
He was supposed to be.
He was okay early, and then I think some knee stuff kind of slowed him down a little bit, and he just isn't that.
Right.
I mean, Jalen Johnson is everything you want in that role.
Yes.
And I think that some of that was what DeAndre was supposed to be as well. And he just isn't. And again, that's fine. Like, not everybody lives up to the expectation that you have for them when they get drafted. But to find the right role for him is great. And here they are. Look, Risa Shea is still coming along. He's it's going to be a process with him.
Yeah,
but if you can do that with these other guys playing the way they're playing, it's good.
And I think the best thing with the process is Risa Shea is you're letting them go out there and play through it. You know what I mean? And his play's not really killing you that much. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, a lot of times when you have a player that's developing like him, you kind of want to slow him, play him, bring him off the bench and things like that. No, throw his ass out there.
Yeah, let him play because he doesn't, with all the guys you have out there with him, he's not going to get the ball that much anyway.
Right.
And so then he can sort of come along in a more steady fashion. I saw a number this morning. He's got the least amount of touches per game of any number one pick since Anthony Bennett.
Yeah, because all the other number one picks had to carry.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally. And Anthony Bennett wasn't getting the ball because he was terrible.
Oh, God.
Risa Jay is not getting the ball because that's what his role is in the offense.
I need to see that scout report again.
Dude.
Everybody knew.
I want to see that scout report.
Everybody knew
that. Because it was Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
It was Cleveland, right?
Like, what are you guys thinking?
I just want to see that scout report.
Yeah.
Anthony Bennett, Wisconsin.
What? No, UNLV.
UNLV. Who's bad? I thought it was a bad dude for Wisconsin. Anyway, anybody that watered rigs or anything. This is awful.
It was not a good pick. That's not putting Risa Shea in that category.
No.
I was just saying. He's got the least amount of touches per game of any number one overall pick since him.
But we know why.
But the reason why is not the same reason why. Anyway, the Hawks win last night, 124-112. Guess they were lightly booing DeJounte.
Dude.
Polite boos?
It sounded like
boo. Why? DeJounte's a nice guy. Gave his all while he was here. It just didn't work out. Well, his fault.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.